things have been rather dull to start the week. We had seen some mild demand for U.S. equity futures early on before the market decided it may have run a little too far and fast, especially with U.S. yields continuing to push higher. The U.S. 10-year yield has rallied up to its highest level since early July, and all of this should be more unsettling for investors given the implication that free money policy could be on the verge of fading away. On the currency front, we did see some relative weakness in the euro, perhaps with the single currency taking a hit on the uncertainty around the German election result, which has the center-left Social Democrats narrowly defeating the party of outgoing German Chancellor Angela Merkel. On the data front, Eurozone money supply came in above forecast, though this didn't seem to factor much into price action. Looking ahead, we get central bank speak from ECB Lagarde and BOE Bailey, scattered Fed speak, and some data in the form of U.S. durable goods and Dallas Fed manufacturing. That's all for now.